going to preach tonight, you'll see what I'm talking about. This is mine? All right. Good old H2O here. I thank God for you, for your pastor and his wife, for my wife, and it's just good to know that you're in the right place at the right time. And now you'll see what I'm talking about. Malachi chapter 2. And I'm going to deal tonight with why we should praise God. See what I'm talking about? Why we should praise God. Let me show you something tonight in a different way out of Malachi chapter 2. It's the last book of the Old Testament, so it's easy to find. Malachi chapter 2, starting with verse 1. Let's pray. Father, help us tonight to be a blessing. Thank you for the good singing that we've heard tonight and the good spirit that's here. Thank you for the good lesson that Brother Craig taught today at the Q&A, Father. And I pray tonight that you'll bless now the message that thou hast given. May be the right message for the right hour for the right people. So I pray tonight you'll bless each person here tonight, that they will remove anything secular from their mind, any plans that they may have after the service, or any problems that are dictating to them how they feel tonight. I pray that you'll bless the message, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Notice in verse 1, "And now, O ye priests," in this case, "O you pastors, preachers, this commandment is for you." Now, what's he talking about? Look at this. "If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart." God wants our attention on this matter. What we're going to preach as we continue to read here, God wants it. God wants what we're going to preach about tonight. And it will involve every person in this room that's been saved. He says, "If ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts." God says, "I want you to praise me. I want some glory out of you folks." He's telling the priests here, and he tells us preachers, tell the people, "I want your honor. I want your glory. I want you to recognize who I am. I want you to know who I am." God is saying, "I'm sick and tired of everybody else getting glory. Everybody else getting praise. But God says, I want some of that. I want some praise." Now notice what he says here. He says, "I want you to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts." He says, "If you don't do it, I'm going to put a curse on you. I'm going to send a curse upon you." He says, "I want your praise. I want your honor. And God wants it so bad that he put it on curse on Baptists that won't praise him." Now, this is going to shock some of you tonight. But there's a lot of people living under a curse because they know how to praise but won't do it. Now, I want you to know everybody in this room can praise God. I'm not talking about jumping over pews. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about giving God honor, praise, and glory that he deserves. I'm going to show you something, what the Bible says about it. He says, "If you don't do it, I'm going to send a curse on you." He says, "Not only that, if you don't do it, I will curse your blessings." Do you see that? In other words, any blessing that you can get from God in this life, God says, "I will put a curse on it." He says, "I've cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart." God wants praise. He also says, "I will corrupt your seed." anything that comes in the way of a blessing, the seed that comes from this, whether it be your descendants or your children or anything that you do that would prosper, God says, I'll put a curse on that also. Then he says something else. He said, if you don't do it, I'll spread dung upon your faces. I've often said, I'd like to see God do that one to some Baptists. Amen. Let God throw dung on the faces of Baptists. I'll wake them up. You say, I don't like that. Tell God about it. He's the one said it. Amen. Amen. If anybody, I hope everybody here knows what dung is. If you don't, there's something wrong with you. Amen. I'll just let you figure it out. But God says, I will spread dung upon your faces if you don't praise me. Now, let me tell you something. We know how to praise. It's not a man. It's not a woman in this room, not a teenager, that does not know how to praise. Let me give you an example of how we do it. First of all, we praise ourselves. Look who I am. Man, you don't know what I did in the church, preacher. I'm good. I'm one of the best church members that you have. You know, the bottom line, we're professionals. Everybody in this room, we are professionals when it comes to praise. We know how to do it. It's built in us. Do you know every person in this room has got that built in them? They know how to give glory. They know how to praise. Remember, years ago, I was just thinking about Michael Jordan. Remember him? The great basketball player. Everybody said, look at Michael Jordan. He is the greatest basketball player that ever lived. He could dribble. He could shoot from the paint. This man could slam dunk. He could hit the free throws. He could do it all. Amen? I mean, the man had it all, and everybody praised him. I like sports, and I want you to know I agree. He was the greatest basketball player that ever prayed. I mean, he would get that ball, and he would dribble that thing, and he'd get up, and he'd slam it. Well, I'll show you how to do it, but ain't got enough room in here to do it. Amen? Amen. I am trying to tell you that we know how to give glory. You say, preacher, I don't know how. Oh, yes, you do. You take you down to a ball game, I guarantee you, you know how to praise. You know how to honor. That's right. These folks in our Baptist churches that think, well, I don't know how to praise God. I don't know how to do it. It's built in you. You go to a Little League baseball game. You know how you women come alive? That's my son. He just hit the ball. My son hit a home run. You men are the same way. That's my boy. That's my team. That's the Carolina one, you know. There they go. The Duke Blue Jet Devils around here. North Carolina Tar Heels. I mean, when they're winning, we get excited. Oh, yes, it's built in us. We're professionals. We know how to glory. It's in us. It's built in us. And every person in this room can praise. We praise our favorite football team. We praise our favorite baseball teams. We know how to praise, but watch it. We don't praise the one that died on the cross for our sins. Amen? And God says, if you don't start giving me some praise, I am going to put a curse on you. You know what that tells me? God wants it. God wants you and I to honor him. I don't care how old you are. If you're saved, God put it in you. We are pros when it comes to the ability to give honor. It's in us. It is built in us. We'll shout for the Carolinas. In Louisiana, they shout for the Saints. I'm not talking about the Saints of God either. I'm talking about the New Orleans Saints. We'll shout for the LSUs and the Alabama Crimson Tides. But when it comes to the Savior that died on the cross for my sins and for your sins, we don't say anything. And God says, I want some of that. He says, you can do it. You do it to the things of the world. You do it to the high school team that you love. But I want some of that praise. And he's telling these priests here, I want you to get it across to the people that if they don't start praising me, I'm going to put a curse on them. I'll curse their blessings. I'll corrupt their seed. And I'll spread dung upon their faces. They would bring sacrifices to God. Animal sacrifices. No doubt God said, I'll just take that sacrifice and spread the dung of that sacrifice on your face. Now, why? Why should we praise the Lord? Here's your message. Number one, because of what we know. Verse 7, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law of their mouth. Because of what we know. I know I'm saved. There's some things that I know tonight. I know that if I die tonight in my sleep, I'm heaven bound with the hammer down. I'm going to heaven. I know that, ladies. I don't know a lot of things, but I know I'm saved. And he says, because of what I know, God says, praise me for it. I know I got the right Bible in my hand when I pray. I know that. And he says, because of what you know, give him a praise once in a while. Thank him and let him know how much you appreciate him. Let him know that he's special in your eyes. He's the winning team. He slam dunked the devil. And once in a while, we need to thank our Heavenly Father because of what we know. We got the right doctrine. What you hear preached from behind this pulpit with this pastor here, what you're hearing tonight is the right doctrine. What is taught in this church is the right teaching. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. A lot of people don't believe that. A lot of folks believe that Jesus Christ came out of an illegitimate relationship. There's some colleges that teach that. But I want you to know because of what we know. I know I'm saved. I know I have the right Bible. I know I have the right doctrine. And for this reason, I and you need to praise God. Hey, he wants it, folks. God wants you and I wants it. Just say, God, I love you. I'm so thankful you took me like I was, a dirty, stinking, good-for-nothing, rotten sinner. I'm so thankful that you saved me. We know how to do that. There's not a man, there's not a woman in this room that can't do it. And for some reason, the one that paid it all, the one that took me like I was on the cross at Calvary and saved me, we give him very little praise. So I said, number one, because of what you know. Secondly, we need to praise him because of what we don't know. There's some better things coming. That's what your pastor's talking about. 2014. If Jesus doesn't come back, there's some things going to happen we don't even know about. Like, oh, there are going to be some more people saved here. Now, we don't know how. We don't know how many. But we know that God is going to save, so we don't know how many. And for that reason, God says, because of what you don't know. You ought to get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, thank God I'm saved. Thank God my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God if I died, I'd go to heaven and I'm not going to go to hell. There's some things we don't know. I want you to know something else. There's some things there that we're gonna learn in the Word of God. There's some things that we don't know yet that we're going to learn from the Word of God. There are going to be some more services here at Danieltown Baptist Church. And if Jesus Christ does not come back tonight, we're going to have a service here tomorrow. Amen? We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what God's going to do tomorrow. And he says, God said, I ain't going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you, I'll be here. And God says, I want you to praise me. Oh, God says, I want some of that glory that you give the football team. He says, I want some of that honor that you give that baseball player. I want you to praise me. You know how to do it. I built it in you. How come you don't praise me? We got this attitude that praising God's only for nuts. Well, be a nut once in a while. Amen? Glory to God. We're saved. We're on our way to heaven. We couldn't go to hell if we wanted. A dirty, stinking, good for nothing, rotten sinner. Jesus Christ paid it all at the cross at Calvary. He's worthy of our praise. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to be happy and praise Him because we've got a Bible-believing church to come to. Amen. I'm trying to tell you tonight, not every church in Rutherford County is a Bible-believing church. You've got one here tonight. This church in Danieltown, Baptist Church, is one of the few that has a Bible-believing, preaching, teaching church. God says there's some things you don't know that I'm going to teach you. And He says for that reason, you ought to praise Me. He said there's some more people going to get saved. And for that reason, you ought to praise God. There's some of you women in here. Hang on, ladies. Ought to get a sermon every morning. Now, hang on now. Get in the book right here every morning and get you a sermon, then preach it to your husband. Now, hang on. Now, don't do that. I just want to see if you listen. You know what I'm saying? Get in the book. Get you a sermon for yourself. To get you going in the morning and live for the glory of God. Amen. Woo, Lord. I'm so glad that the Word of God can get a woman going in the morning and it can get a man going in the morning. There's some things you don't know. And God says, I want you to praise Me. I want you to honor Me. I want you to give Me some glory in your life. You'll give it to everyone else. He wants you and I to honor Him. There's a third reason why we should praise God. Because you know the right way. We tell our children here at this church, I know this pastor does, he tells them the right way. We tell them no drinking, no cussing, no sex before you get married. Amen? We tell it like it is. You know the right way. And for that reason, you ought to praise God. Not everybody knows the right way. But you know how to raise your children. You do. You know how to raise your grandchildren. And one of the reasons why you know God through this church, through this pastor, through the teaching of here at this church, you know how to do the right way. And I want you to know you know the right way to raise your children. And God is saying, I want you to praise Me for that reason. Brother Craig got up here and says, I may not be the greatest preacher. And I say that too. But we're telling you the truth tonight, and He tells you the truth. Brother Craig, I want you to understand that you preach the truth like you're doing, and God deserves praise for it. Amen? But I'm going to tell you something else. I go across this country. And your pastor here, I've heard him preach. He can preach circles around those pastors. That's right. There's some pastors that preach it out of this all of the day. Dead. There's no fire. There's no power. Maybe their mama called him daddy called, but glory to God, your pastor, he ain't daddy called or mama called, and he had a good mama that went on to heaven, and his dad's sitting back here, and his dad will say, I'm proud of my son, but I didn't call him to preach. Amen? Amen? And I'm glad. So Brother Craig said he's not the greatest preacher, and he knows that. But I want you to know, compared to most pastors, he can preach circles around.
You've got your man of God. God gave you one behind this pulpit. He's been your pastor now, I think, going to what, either 10 years or going to 11 is one or the other. But I'll be here, if I come back next year, it'll be 10 years. But I want you to know, we have reasons to praise our Heavenly Father. Don't take what you have for granted. There's churches all across this country would give their right arm to have a man like Creighton Loves that can preach circles around most pastors. Don't get quiet on me now, folks. I know what I'm telling you. I'm around them. Some of them are alive. Some of them may be louder. This man's loud. This man is straight. He preaches the Bible, but he loves his church. Thank God. What you know the right way, you ought to praise God. There's a fourth reason for the brethren we know. It says that in verse 10. He talks about it. Have we not all one Father? Have not one Father created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Thank God for the faithful people at Danieltown Baptist Church. You know something? Some of you men in here hardly ever go out of your way to thank the women in here for the good food that they cook once in a while. See that good food this morning? Thank you that they deserve. Now, hang on to what I'm going to say. If a man goes out of his way, you know, he's not looking for praise, but I believe we ought to once in a while just say, thank you, sir, for what you've done. But we forget to praise God that's given to us his Son. God says, I want some of that praise. There's some of you, I'm so thankful, you would have to be on your back before you'd miss church. There's some of you in here, you're going to be here for every service. I know that. There's some people, they're going to have to force themselves to come. But there's some of you in this room, you look forward to. You've got to have it. It's part of your life. You've got to have the preaching of the Word of God, and I want you to know we ought to praise God that we have some people like that. Amen. And those of you in here that's got to force yourself to come, you do it anyway. Amen. You force yourself to come, and before long, you'll have to have it all the time. We belong to the King. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And God says the honor that you give a ball team, the honor that you give man, the honor and praise that you give certain things in this world, I want some of that. I want some of that praise. I want some of that glory. It's built in us. It's in our system to glory. God wants some of that. You say, preacher, how do I do it? First of all, do you know how? But you know a good way to start? Just start practicing on Jesus once in a while. When you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, thank you.
Practice that way.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Say, thank you for taking somebody like me.
Yeah, anyway, the church, if the occasion is right, and I don't think people ought to holler if it's worked up in the flesh, but I believe sometimes we hold it in. And if God blesses you tonight, or if God speaks to your heart and you get happy because you are saved, or something maybe that's in the sermon, God says, give me some of that honor. Give me some of that praise that you give the world. The last thing that I want, I say to the church that I pastor is a dead church. We need to want to have excitement and want to have that joy that God can give. Think, Jesus took you like you were, a dirty, stinking, good-for-nothing sinner. And many Baptists have a curse on them, watch it now, because of forgetfulness.
That's right.
You know, some of you have been saved. As we get older, things are not always going to be good. We're not going to have the best of health. But there's one thing every age can do is give God honor, praise, and glory. If it wasn't for Him, you wouldn't have this church. If it wasn't for the Lord, you'd not have Danieltown Baptist Church. If it was not for the Lord, you wouldn't have your Sunday school class. If it wasn't for the Lord, Brother Craig, we'd have nobody to teach to at Slidell Baptist Seminary. I want you to know I recognize that God has to be the one that's in it all. He's the reason. And all He wants out of you and me, He says, I want some of that praise.
Amen.
I've got to have it from you.
Amen.
Because I love you. I saved you. Nobody else. Need to praise our God. Here I can see God is so put out with people that won't praise Him. He tells these priests, I'm commanding you to tell them. And tonight I'm trying to take a command from God to preach in this sermon. He said, He wants me to tell the folks here sitting in this room, start giving me more glory out of your life. Or when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you ought to say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for taking me like I am. Thank you for giving me a good church. Thank you for Danieltown Baptist Church. Thank you for Brother Craig and his wife. Thank you for each other. But give God the praise. Tonight, I want you to praise me. And you know something tonight, as we get ready for our invitation, it got kind of quiet on me toward the end. I think this message began to resonate that we lack praising God and giving Him the honor that He deserves.
Amen.
If God spoke to you tonight, you say, preacher, I'm sorry I hadn't done it like I should. You ought to come tonight and make a commitment to God that from here on out, every day, you're going to give Him some honor. Notice, some glory. Some glory means, thank you, Lord, for taking me like I am. And tonight, if God spoke to your heart, you ought to come. Secondly, if you are saved and you say, preacher, God's been dealing with me for something, you ought to come and bring it to Him tonight. And thirdly, if you're not saved, of course, you can always come and be saved tonight. For some reason, the last two sermons have been mostly for the church. For some reason, God's trying to get some things across in this revival. Take it tonight for what it's worth. God wants honor. He wants glory. He wants praise. Not just from the older adults. He wants it from the young people too. You know how to do it, young people. You know how to get excited. You know how to praise. You know I'm right about this tonight. And you middle-aged people in here, you know I'm right.
Amen.
because God gave it tonight. He wants some honor from me and from you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.